We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WTIC, because don't waste any time getting to our weekly visit with Jill Schlesinger, the host of Jill on Money, Saturday afternoons from 4 until 6. And, of course, every Monday morning, except you won't be on next Monday, will you?
Well, I like to take those, stock market closure days off. Those are good days for me.
Yeah, no. So it is. Oh, by the way, this is brought to you by Asset Strategies. You can read in Avon. You can read them or get them at assetstrats.com. Thank you, Jill. Okay, then. Where do we go? You know, the first thing was over the weekend, I was reading about all these people are really disappointed. They file their taxes. They want to get their early, their loan or whatever it may be from H&R Block or whatever they're doing. And the fact of the matter is, what they're finding is, oh, my refund's lower than it was last year.
Exactly. And I know that's really tripping up tons of people. And the reason is that you may have gotten that refund throughout the year. Because if your withholding was adjusted, and it probably was automatically, a lot of people were not used to this, right? The new tax code came out, and then businesses and employers, they change withholding tables, right? The IRS, based on the IRS tables, right?
Right.
So you got a slightly bigger paycheck, sometimes a larger, much larger paycheck.
Yeah.
Now you go file your return, and you say, wait, I got $3,000 last year. I'm only getting $1,200 this year.
Yeah.
This thing is terrible. No, that's not. So what has happened is you've actually kept more of your money throughout the year. That's a good thing. And when you get this big, fat refund, although it sort of in the moment makes you feel good, I'm going to be your buzzkill. It's really that you've just given Uncle Sam an interest-free loan for the year. Not good.
Now, for some people, and Jill, I know you've talked about this on the show. For some people, they purposely do that so that it's kind of like, Christmas. You get this check back and it's a savings account and, okay, now I get this lump sum, now I can buy the big screen TV. But, yeah, go ahead.
Well, look, the problem with that is if you're giving me the choice of I'm going to spend all of my money or I'm going to get a big chunk of money from Uncle Sam, then I'll choose the chunk of money from Uncle Sam so that I know what you're going to do. You're not buying a big screen TV. You're paying down your credit card
debt.
Yes. You're funding your emergency reserve fund. You're bumping up your retirement contribution.
Oh, okay.
But look, for most people, we can automate so much of this. So what is really the preferable way to proceed is you check out and say, what have I done this year? How much tax did I pay? Did I get a massive refund? If so, I should actually adjust my withholding. Or if you're self-employed, you just pay high. You can reduce or increase your quarterly taxes based on the outcome of this year's taxes.
Right.
Tax return. But most importantly, when you're thinking about your taxes, what we often will do is we'll just sort of make comments like, oh, this thing is good or bad or that. But let's just try to understand exactly what this tax code is. What is your refund? And then make adjustments going forward.
I'll tell you who's getting the surprise, and you know this because you're in New York and I'm in Connecticut, is that there's a cap now on what you can write off as far as your state taxes, real estate, all that. That's surprising a lot of people.
Right. So this is the $10,000 cap on SALT or state and local tax deductions.
Yes.
Now, here's the funny thing. There are tons of people, you're right, in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, who are freaking out about it, and they should.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people who don't realize that even if they've lost that deduction or it's capped, they still may be better off than last year. I swear
I've seen cases like that.
So what you need to figure out is what's going on in your tax situation. Look, tax filings just based on the first week were down. I think they're down from a year ago because people are very confused.
Mm.
So what I would encourage people to do is kind of try to get on those taxes sooner rather than later and see where you stand, make the necessary adjustments now with your paycheck.
Oh, one other thing, if you're a fairly high income person, I think they've changed the terms of the alternate minimum, which nails a lot of people. You can be making $100,000, the two of you, and you, in fact, may be subject to it.
Right. And so they definitely help fix that AMT problem. And also, by the way, there are some things people are saying I've lost exemptions. But you may find that your tax bracket is lower. You know, there's a huge tax bracket that's really interesting to me, and that is that the 22% tax bracket is now applied to income from $77,401 to $165,000. A lot of people were paying higher taxes on those levels. So you just got to go through it yourself. Don't be scared. Get some software. Hire somebody, get it done, and you will be happier for doing it. Well, it's very virtuous once you finish your taxes, isn't it?
Well, you know, actually, yeah. I mean, I hate to say it, but I feel good under the penalty of, you know, criminal penalties, you know, signing that form and there it is. You got the money and, you know, you're contributing to various things. I mean, there are things that come out of it that are good.
Yeah. And I, as much as everybody says, oh, I hate paying taxes, we like the things that taxes pay for. So relax, calm down, take a deep breath.
Listen to Jill.
Listen to me.
Listen to Aunt Jill. She'll take care of you.
Absolutely.
JillOnMoney.com. Any big numbers this week? Anything we're looking at besides the government shutdown that looms?
Gosh. So we're going to get some inflation data this week. That's going to be interesting. I think that we're not going to see much higher inflation. But, you know, interesting article in the Wall Street Journal today that there is actually some price increases creeping in for consumer products. So maybe in the next few months, you're going to have to pay a little bit more for those staples like your on the grocery aisle or diapers.
Right. Well, you know, and it's funny because I use this spray, you know, like Pam spray. Okay.
You know, that's really bad for you, that stuff.
I don't care.
I've made
it this far, so what?
I understand. You're right.
So the whole thing, but they're actually selling it in a smaller container for the same price.
Oh, you know what that is? Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you something. You can say this to all of your friends. Everyone listening, this will make you sound so smart. Do you know what that's called? It's called hedonic pricing.
Oh. What does that mean? What does that mean?
It means that the item gets smaller, right? But for the same price. And so there's a way of pricing that essentially means you're getting sort of you have the illusion of paying the same amount
smaller.
But you're getting less stuff for it. So it's the opposite of the hedonic treadmill where you buy more and more stuff and you feel less pleasure.
By the way, is that factored into the CPI?
It's not actually, and there's a lot of problems. A lot of people think that that's a huge problem that we don't actually factor that in.
Right.
But that said, prices usually start to rise overall when the economy grows. Prices are not running away. That's good news. And everybody should be happy and go and file your taxes next weekend. Okay.
And
get a long weekend to do it.
Enjoy your Monday off. We'll miss you and we'll see you in 2 weeks, Jill.
Take care, buddy.
All right. That's Jill Schlesinger, the host of Jill on Money, Saturday afternoons from 4 to 6 or anytime at JillOnMoney.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.